I think, as I mentioned to you, I want to talk about the future of higher education.
Right.
You know, lawmakers control the purse strings. So if you're elected, I mean, where do you see higher education headed in the state?
Well, I like to think that we're going to let common sense take over again and start funding higher education at a rate that's appropriate. And that's at a much higher and more regular rate than it's being funded right now.
Yeah, how do you define appropriate? What would you like to see?
Well, you know, as you know very well, I think, over the last 15 years, the state has been underfunding Western and other state universities. And I think we need to be funding them at the full level and be making – I think the state needs to be making its payments on time and in full, and not just to our universities but to our healthcare providers, to people like my dentist, to everybody. But I think we need to look at the fact that we are pricing ourselves out of the market. Western's had to increase tuition costs. They've had to find ways to attract students, even though they're going to have to charge them more. So students have seen these incredible increases in fees. You know, we're at risk of killing the golden goose. Our state university system is a huge economic driver in our area, and it's the best investment that we've made over the last 100 years, and we need to continue to invest and improve and expand and make our state universities better, not weaker. And that's what's been happening over the last 15 years and especially over the last year and a half. That where things have gone recently is just simply disastrous.
Yeah, it has been something. I mean, the last year has been a crisis for some schools, including Western, but the funding has dropped for 15 years, and it's not just higher education, you know, other services too, as you know. But why do you suppose higher education has been viewed as something where funding could be decreased over the past decade and a half?
Well, all I can say is that it's been a mistake. I don't really understand the thinking of our lawmakers. I really feel like education is the best investment we can make as a state in the future. And our current governor seems to think that that only includes K through 12, but we all know that education continues after high school, and we need to, again, we need to properly fund our community colleges and our state university system.
Why do you think funding higher education is a good investment?
Well, you know, a high school diploma just doesn't give you the kinds of skills that you need to have a good middle-class job. I've talked to a lot of people when I've been going door-to-door in the district over the last year who talk about being young in the 70s and the 80s and being able to get a good paying factory job. And if you want to quit one, you could leave that one in the morning, and by the afternoon you could get a job at another one. And those jobs just don't exist. People need to have better technical skills. They need to have more transferable skills. We need to have, of course, technological skills for the modern workplace. And, you know, not investing in our higher education really risks us being left behind. And people in this region in many ways already feel left behind. The poverty rates that I see when I'm going out into the communities of this district are it's been a real surprise to me, and part of that has been the decline in good job opportunities. And one way we can counter that is by investing in education and making sure that our education system, pre-K through university, is just as good as we can make it.
So where do you come up with the revenue to do that?
Well, we don't cut taxes when we're just barely paying the bills. So that was one mistake that we made a year and a half ago.
Although, referring to the income tax rate being allowed to drop.
Right, right. And, of course, I'm just like anybody else. I love to see a lower tax bill, but it's just irresponsible when you're not paying for the services that the people of the state need. I think the long-term answer is a progressive tax, what's been called the Illinois Fair Tax movement. Clearly, somebody who's working minimum wage shouldn't be paying the same tax rate as the governor, you know, who's bringing in $60 million a year. I frankly am surprised that we still have a flat tax in Illinois when our neighbors, you know, Illinois or Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, they all have progressive tax rates, and you know, our national taxes are progressive. It's just common sense, I think, and I think it's just the right thing to do.
So is that something you would be pushing for immediately if you were elected?
Well, as you know, being a new legislator, I'll be learning a lot. I think it's going to be a pretty steep learning curve, so I need to be wise about my moves. But I, you know, after talking to people in the district, I feel that a progressive tax, when you talk about a progressive tax and what it means, I just find that just about everybody agrees that it makes sense. Obviously, somebody who's bringing in millions of dollars a year can afford a higher tax rate than somebody who's just scraping by and not sure they're going to put food on the table or be able to make, you know, buy their kids shoes for school in the fall.
What's been happening with higher education and with Western in particular? Is that the reason you got into this race?
You know, the last two election cycles, I've gone to the ballot box and have been disappointed that there hasn't been a choice at state representative or so many of the other offices. I've been vocal among friends and family about my criticism with, you know, I've been critical of state government, and I just felt like I was at a place in my life where I could get involved and contribute a little bit more than simply critiquing.
Western has said that maybe it can't be the same thing it always has been, that funding has been dropping over a number of years, and maybe Western needs to change, you know, what it's doing. So what do you envision for Western?
Well, I agree that there has to be room for change. I agree that we need to be moving towards the future, not simply doing what we've done in the past. I strongly disagree with the movement of eviscerating the liberal arts majors at Western. I think that it's very important that students have some classes where they're taught to think critically, where they're taught to write and read, where they learn about big ethical questions. We want people to be good citizens, not simply trained in one field or another. So though I think that we need to be looking to the future and considering how we change, I think we also need to reflect what students want, but we also need to be careful about eliminating important programs like philosophy, religious studies, and some of the other programs that seem to be on the chopping block, possibly.
What about community colleges? If you were a state lawmaker, I guess, how do you see them fitting into the higher education picture?
Well, I think they're absolutely critical. You know, I had a conversation with Kurt Oldfield, the president of Spoon River College, a few weeks back, and I was just very impressed with the entrepreneurial spirit of the community college, how they are looking at the jobs that are out there and setting up the trainings and the classes necessary to get students into those jobs. You know, many students use the community college system as you know, the first 2 years of their four-year program. But there are a lot of people that just need training and want to go straight into the workforce. And I think the community colleges have just been essential and continue to be. I think we need to continue to fund them. Fortunately, they are not hurt so much by these state cuts because they're not as dependent on that money. So I feel like they're in a little better shape than our state university system.
What about, I know you say if you're elected, there would be a steep learning curve, but what sort of things are you wanting to accomplish? And, well, I guess, first of all, what committees would you want to serve on? Would you be shooting to be on some sort of education committee, higher education committee?
Yeah. So one of my focuses would be higher ed. I'd like to be on the higher education committee. I'm also interested in agriculture and farming, and I might have a different perspective than some of the other lawmakers on those committees. And really, I just want to be somebody who's willing to work on both sides of the aisle. I want to be somebody who listens to logic and reason and am not simply taking orders from the special interests or the people that fund my campaigns. And I think that's one of the problems we have in politics today.
So specifically with higher education, I mean, what sort of things would you be working toward as a state lawmaker?
Funding, primarily. I'd also like to look at the trustee system. I think that we could look at some different ways of bringing in trustees who are overseeing what's going on at our state universities. I think that we need possibly to have some more people who have more direct experience with higher education. And I'd like to see some more people with real vision about where higher education should go over the next 25 years. Those would be two things that I'd be interested in seeing happen.
What would be your vision for where higher education should go over the next decade or 25 years, especially as a state lawmaker? Again, someone, you know, potentially as a state lawmaker, someone who would be controlling the purse strings.
Well, one thing we need to be absolutely sure of is that a student, no matter what their income is, if they work hard, if they do what's required, if they excel in our K-12 system, then they absolutely need to be able to afford to go to college. We need to support that. We want to do that to improve our state. We want to do that because we believe in the American dream. And we do that because it's the best way for someone who is living in poverty or who is lower middle class to move up the economic ladder. You know, the cuts to the MAP grant funding that took place last year, the fact that our MAP grant funding for low-income students is not funded with this stopgap measure is just absolutely unacceptable. Not only does it hurt our university, but it just makes it makes a college education out of reach for a lot of our graduating seniors, and that's just not right. That's absolutely unacceptable, and I want to make sure that everybody can go to college if they're ready and if they're good students.
Are there any type of programs, grant programs, that you feel are not working and maybe the state should take a look at and revise or get rid of?
Well, I think it's very important that we're constantly reviewing our state programs and finding ways to make them better, to make them fairer. We need to root out any kind of abuses of our systems. I mean, regardless, you know, you need to have a close eye on any kind of state bureaucracy because, you know, there are loopholes, there are mistakes, there are things that don't work. And I really expect to be somebody who's constantly looking for ways to improve government. And I think that other lawmakers are interested in doing that work too. We just need to get past the ABCs of passing a budget.
And what about pensions, the pension system? What role does that play in higher education and the ability to properly fund it?
Well, that's a very complicated question, and I've got a lot to learn about it yet. Illinois is guilty of not paying into our pension system the way we've needed to for the last 40 years, and that's helped us dig a huge hole for ourselves as a state. I believe in pensions. I think that the talk of changing them into 401ks is dangerous for our retirees. I think that if we've promised a pension to people, then we can't simply not pay it. And I see that the Illinois Supreme Court has agreed I think pensions are important. I think it's but they have to be funded properly, and they need to be funded adequately and in a timely fashion. We can't keep kicking the can down the road, as I hear so often.
Yeah, and so does this current pension system, the way it's set up, is that hurting the state's ability to fund higher education?
That's a great question. Of course, our pension liability, you know, what we need to pay for our pensions is it's a big part of our budget, and it's a growing part of our budget. I'm going to have to do more study about how to best attack that problem. It's a big one for Illinois. It's one that we're facing. We just need to be able to work in a bipartisan manner to make the changes we need to make to our budgets for the future, so that we can meet those pension liabilities and still make the kinds of investments in education and in healthcare and other things that we need to for the future.
Is there anything regarding higher education that I have not touched on that you want to talk about?
Well, I would say that we've all seen in the Macomb area, we've all seen how much this community is hurt when we don't have proper funding for our university. I know many small business owners are hurt, and I'm one of those too. I've been losing members at my garden business because so many good people are leaving the community. Higher education is just especially in this area, in this region, and it's not just Macomb. It's all McDonough County. It's the surrounding counties. It's just absolutely central to our economy. And it's central to who we are. And we absolutely, whoever is representing us, whether it's me or, you know, our state senator, has to be a just tireless advocate for higher education, because that is, it just means so much to our region. So I'm going to be out there working for us.
All right. That should do it, unless you want to add anything else.
You know, I've been walking the communities of the 93rd District over the last year, and I've just been so impressed with the people that I've met. Most of them are hardworking. They're good people. They really just want a state government that functions and does what's right by them. And I think that our people deserve that. And I hope to be that person for the people of the 93rd District.